Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leather joins us when we come back right after this.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, why don't we take a look at these livestock futures, and why don't you give us kind of a quick recap? How things finished yesterday?
Well, Dave, our cattle complex yesterday traded mostly lower as the feeder cattle ended up closing with triple-digit losses, but the live cattle managed to mix close with only December and February being negative. And we did see a few more live cattle all-time record highs made yesterday. There was really no negative news for the cattle other than the higher trade of the grain markets taking place. We saw choice box beef up 60 cents yesterday. Selects were up 94, had a movement of 98 loads. Cattle kill 113,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 13 cents. We've yet to see any activity take place in our feed yards. And today at 2 o'clock is a monthly cold storage report and cattle on feed report. The cattle on feed report's looking for on feed at 99.8% of a year ago, placements 95.7%, and marketing's at 92.6% of a year ago. Yesterday's close saw December cattle 57 lower, January feeders down $1.52, and Feb lean hogs 75 cents lower.
We'll check the grades when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at the grain futures from yesterday, a nice day for all the grades. In fact, it looks like double-digit highs from almost across the board there.
That's right, Dave. It was a fantastic day. Technical buying and rolling of positions allowed the wheat, corn, and soybeans to close positive, and as Dave said, with double-digit gains. The weekly export sales yesterday saw the soybeans at a marketing year low, and the corn, the third largest for the marketing year. We saw on today's schedule expiration of the December options in our grain and soy complex, and next Friday is first notice day for December futures. Now, for the second straight session, the combined trading volume for December and March corn futures overnight was huge. At the moment, December KC wheat's down 3.5 cents, December corn down 2 cents, January beans 3 cents higher, March cotton up 63 points, January crude oil $1.47 higher. We're looking at December dollar index up 56 cents, and December Dow Jones futures up 148 points. The Dow and the financial markets this morning are strong as China surprised everyone overnight with their central bank cutting interest rates as their economy continues to weaken.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time again this morning. And well, you have a nice weekend. Look forward to visiting with you on Monday. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.